Let us pray. We pray, Jesus, that this Children's Christmas Eve worship gives God even more pleasure than it will hopefully give each of us. Our time is called the Heroes of the Nativity. Or perhaps it should be called Two Heroes and the One, the Only Superhero, Jesus. Just like the shepherds, God lets us know how much He loves us when we take the time to listen. The shepherds were ordinary people doing their job when they heard the angels proclaim the news of Jesus' birth. In our ordinary lives, God can do extraordinary things when we listen and trust in God. We can experience His love and joy just like the shepherds did. Let's listen now to God's word.
That night, some shepherds were out in the fields near Bethlehem, watching their sheep. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord was shining around them. The shepherds were very afraid. The angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I have some good news for you, news that will make everyone happy. Today, your Savior was born in David's town. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This is how you will know Him. You will find a baby wrapped in pieces of cloth and lying in a feeding box." Then a voice from heaven joined the first angel, and they were all praising God, saying, "Praise God in heaven, and on earth let there be peace to the people who please Him." The angels left the shepherds and went back to heaven. The shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this great event the Lord has told us about."
Would the children in the congregation become shepherds and come running to Bethlehem? You don't need to bring anything, just yourselves, your shepherds, come on. Good job. Okay, just sit right in here. Just sit right in here. Good job, everybody. Do you feel like shepherds? Okay, let's keep listening to God's word. You're okay. Want to come sit on the steps, buddy? Okay.
So they went running and found Mary and Joseph. And there was the baby lying in the feeding box. When they saw the baby, they told what the angels said about this child. Everyone was surprised when they heard what the shepherds told them. Mary continued to think about these things, trying to understand them. The shepherds went back to their sheep, praising God and thanking Him for everything they had seen and heard. It was just as the angel had told them.
And I'm going to need some angels, also known as youth, to come down here, please, for just a minute.
What's the age limit?
You're over it. So, guys, most shepherds had a staff like this. And you can make one while you listen. And Claire is going to give you a pipe cleaner. You can get one pipe cleaner and bend it into a staff, or you can get two and twist it. If you could just give everybody a pipe cleaner, please. Thank you, Claire. So you can twist them or just bend them.
I'll twist them.
And she'll help you, too. Yep. Silas, do you want to help Claire pass out the pipe cleaners? Would you be willing to do that, please? Weston, would you be willing to pass out some pipe cleaners? Thank you. Katie, you can too. Yes. Okay. So please listen while you're waiting for your pipe cleaner and then bend it into a staff. A shepherd's staff was a very important tool for a shepherd. Do you know why? Well, a shepherd uses it for a few reasons. They would use it to guide their sheep on the right path and protect them from dangers. Sometimes the sheep might wander off and the shepherd could use the staff to bring them back. Now let's think big. Just like a shepherd guides his sheep, God guides us in our lives. Good for you. Good for you, Bryce. God guides us in our lives. We might feel lost, scared, or wander off the path God wants for us. God will guide us back to Him when we listen to His voice. Because the shepherds listened to God's voice, they were able to see baby Jesus. When we listen to God's voice, we can experience His love, joy, just love and joy, just like the shepherds did. Now, guys, the congregation has a surprise for you. Would the folks who have scripts please stand right where they are and share the story with us?
Once upon a time, two shepherds watched over their flock of sheep on a quiet night in the fields of Bethlehem. Another quiet night, isn't it?
Yes. Shepherds, do not pray. I bring you good news of great joy.
Listen.
Shepherds shared the good news they learned with everyone they met. Remember, just like the shepherds, God reveals His love to us when we take the time to listen.
Thank you. What was the big idea? Yes, listen, especially to God. Now, Pastor Bethany is going to give each of you a candy cane. And what's a candy cane shaped like? A staff, exactly. When you get your candy cane, you may go back to your family and put the candy in your gift bag, okay? Thank you, Aria. Our next nativity heroes followed a star. When we search for God, we can experience the love of Jesus, and when we find him, like the wise men did, we will be filled with joy. Please put on your crown and join me in the back of the sanctuary. Do you guys have stuff? Everybody come up? Good. Oh. Okay, so we are going to go on a journey. We are going to follow the journey of the wise men. Okay, Jesus was born, yeah, look at the star. Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem during the time when Herod was king. After Jesus was born, some wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. Come on, we got to keep moving. They asked people, where is the child who has been born, King of the Jews? We saw the star that shows he was born. We saw it rise in the east. Slow down. And have come to worship him. The wise men saw an incredible star in the sky. They knew this star was a sign that a special king had been born. Who was this? Yes, the king was baby Jesus, exactly right. But look, who's up there? Oh, when Herod, there's Herod, heard about this, it upset him as well as everyone else in Jerusalem. Herod called a meeting of all the leading Jewish priests and teachers of the law. He asked them where the Messiah would be born. They answered, in the town of Bethlehem, just as the prophet wrote. Bethlehem in the land of Judah, you are important among the rulers of Judah. Yes, a ruler would come from you, and that ruler will lead Israel, my people. Then Herod had a private meeting with the wise men in the east. He learned from them the exact time they first saw the star. Then he sent them to Bethlehem. He said,
go and look carefully for the child. When you find him, come and tell me. Then I can go and worship him.
After the wise men heard the king, they left. They saw the same star that they had seen in the east, and they followed it. The star went before them until it stopped above the place where the child was. They were very happy and excited to see the star. What does that mean? Who are they going to get to meet? Baby Jesus. The wise men came to the house where the child was with his mother Mary. Okay, we can just sit down here. They bowed down and worshiped him. They opened the boxes of gifts they had brought. They gave him treasures of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But God warned the wise men in a dream not to go back to Herod. So they went home to their own country a different way. The wise men listened to what God had said in the dream. So now the shepherds and the wise men have listened to God. The wise men were protected because they followed God's plan. It is an exciting adventure to seek God, follow his word, and end up right in his presence. So we're going to go back to our seats a different way. Like the wise men, return home a different way. As you go down the side aisles, thank Pastor Bethany or an angel or Pastor Yum or whoever gives you a star. Your gift bag. And you can take your crown off and come on back. Bring your baby doll if you want to. Stay right here. You go over there. You go over there. You go over there. Thank you. And if you're suspicious that I lost my place in the script, you're exactly right. So we are now going to have a relay race. So I want you guys to line up right along here. Put your backs right here. Line up right along here. Put your backs right here. Okay, now, any angels who'd like to come forward, I could use your help. Youth? Okay. So, young. Less than 21. Okay, so each team has a gift. All right? Now, the person who has the gift, thank you, if you can help them. The person who has the gift is going to go run up to Pastor Bethany. She's going to touch the gift. You come back and hand the gift to the next person. Then she's going to run up, do the same thing, until everybody's had a chance to take the gift to Pastor Bethany. Okay? Are we ready for this? All right. Go. Yes, you did do it, Bryce. Go. Are you guys going to run together? Okay, go for it. Go with your brother. You ready, Natalie? Kids. Your turn, James. Bring it back. Yay! Both teams finished. Bravo. Good job, kids. The good news is that gifts are exciting. Gifts are exciting. And we're now going to celebrate the best gift ever. Jesus, exactly right. Jesus is the gift of love, forgiveness, hope, and eternal life. When he grew up, he showed us how to live a life full of love and kindness. We are now going to give our Christmas offerings and gifts for readers to leaders. While the angels or youth or ushers pass the offering plates amongst the congregation and we offer our gifts, let us think about the best gift ever, Jesus. Kids, you may come and sit down on the steps and bring your baby dolls. Just go there. Alec, will you do me a favor and take this to one of the ushers? Put it in the gold plate for me. Thank you. And then come right back. Thank you. Is that going to be okay? Thank you, congregation, for giving. Let's turn and listen to Pastor Bethany. Holding your baby dolls can help you think about Mary holding Jesus.
And baby Jesus. So it was about the same time that Augustus Caesar sent out an order to all people in the countries that were under Roman rule. The order said that everyone's name must be put on a list. That was the first counting of all people while Quirinius was governor of Syria. Everyone traveled to their own hometowns to have their name put on the list. So Joseph left Nazareth, a town in Galilee, and went to the town of Bethlehem in Judea. It was known as the town of David. Joseph registered with Mary because she was engaged to marry him. She was now pregnant. Imagine what a hard and long journey that was for Mary and Joseph. A donkey, not a car. Only the food they packed, no McDonald's. And Mary was going to have a baby. While Joseph and Mary were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have the baby. She gave birth to her first son. She wrapped him up well and laid him in a box where cattle are fed. She put him there because the guest room was full. How do you think Mary and Joseph felt? They continued to think ahead about all these things, trying to understand them, and always obeying God and his plans.
Amen and amen. Can you say that with me? Amen and amen. Pastor Bethany has a book for you to add to your gift bag. You may return to your parents once you have your gift. Okay, ask Pastor if she wants you to. Made by some of our friends on the drama team. In this video, a woman looks for Jesus, just like the shepherds and the wise men did.
There was a quiet monastery Known for the infectious joy of those who lived there, people often visited to be surrounded by these joyful monks and to seek their wisdom. Over time, however, the monastery changed. The monks began to close their hearts first to their visitors, then each other, and finally to God. Where joy once lived, gossip and infighting became the norm. The poor abbot became to blame his leadership and earnestly sought God's help in restoring the monastery. One bright spring morning, he decided to seek advice from an old friend.
My brothers, I'm going on a journey. I expect to be gone for 3 days.
Where are you going?
I'm going to go visit the hermit in the mountains.
Who will be in charge while you're gone?
That is for you to decide.
I'm better than you. I'm older.
I have been expecting you.
It's great to see you again, but I need to ask you something.
Yes, but it can wait. I have something to show you first.
It's beautiful. The water's so still, and the reflections.
You see, my friend, still water reflects the sun perfectly. God is the sun, you are the lake. When you are calm, at peace, those around you can see his light perfectly. But when wind and waves upset the surface, the reflection becomes harder to find. Now, my friend, ask your question.
How can I revitalize the monastery? How can I serve those who visit us?
Two questions, but they share an answer. Tell your brother monks the Messiah is among you.
My brothers, I am back from my journey for wisdom by the hermit in the mountains. And his word to us is this: the Messiah is among you.
From that moment, the monks began to treat one another differently. A renewed spirit of kindness, respect, compassion, and forgiveness permeated the monastery as the monks sought to treat everyone they interacted with as if that person was Jesus in disguise. And that is our call to you this season, dear listener, for it is written that whatever you do for the least of those around, you do for Christ himself.
Yes, God is with us. We need to treat everyone we meet just the way we would treat Jesus. We're now going to sing Joy to the World.
Let heaven and nature sing. Let heaven.
Dr. Yum, would you please lead us in our closing prayer?
Would you please bow your heads and join me in the prayer? Dear God, help us to be like the shepherds and listen to your voice. Like the wise men, guide us and help us trust that guidance always. And thank you for this time together to celebrate the greatest gift, Jesus. Help us to remember his teachings and show love in everything we do. We pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Merry Christmas.
He's in the parlor. No age limit.